Brothers, verse 1.
Amen.
Enjoy all of your
this table.
Amen.
Lord, we love you, Lord.
Thank you.
love you.
Amen.
Thank you for loving us.
Amen.
For bringing yourself to us.
Amen.
Thank you for giving yourself to us as our supply.
Amen.
Lord, we just love you.
Amen.
You're at your table. We can just enjoy all your riches.
Amen.
Praise you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for your deep and far-reaching love.
Amen.
That you have even reached us this morning.
Amen.
Thank you for your love so deep that you've given all that you are to us.
Amen.
As our rich supply.
Amen.
This morning we'd like to give all that we are back to you.
Amen.
We'd like to commit ourselves to you this morning.
Amen.
Oh, you've made our life so full of meaning.
Table this morning.
Amen.
Oh, we just worship you, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, and we're so aware of this greatest wonder.
Amen.
That God has been brought to man.
Amen.
The table testifies to us.
Amen.
You have reached us.
Amen.
You're available to man.
Amen.
What a wonder this is.
Amen.
We're so thankful for the table.
Amen.
You're the only one on the table.
Amen.
My portion day by day.
Amen.
I'm the object of thy favor.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for you choosing us.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, for becoming our daily portion.
Amen.
Every day.
Amen.
Every day you're all sufficient.
Amen.
Every day we take you in.
Amen.
Every day we live by you.
Amen.
What a mercy.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Such a love.
Amen.
You love us, you love up to the end.
Amen.
Oh, nothing can separate us from your love.
Amen.
Oh, this love not just makes you die for us.
Amen.
Oh, you have broken your body that we can be one with you.
Amen.
Oh, hallelujah, we can be one with you.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord, we can be one with you.
Amen.
Oh, out of such love.
Amen.
Oh, such deep and profound love.
Amen.
You gave your only begotten.
Amen.
Brought to us.
Amen.
Thank you for your incarnation.
Amen.
Brought God into man.
Amen.
Thank you for your death and resurrection.
Amen.
Oh, you can come into us.
Amen.
Be our daily portion.
Amen.
Lord, thank you for this table.
Amen.
Lord, we take our portion with thanksgiving.
Gratitude
for all that you have accomplished for us.
Amen.
Lord, this morning we say we love you back.
Amen.
Far-reaching love.
Amen.
That would reach us as rebel sinners.
Amen.
Bring us nigh unto God.
Amen.
Even to make us one with you.
Amen.
This morning we are those that are sharing your life and nature.
Amen.
So we thank you for all you've done for us.
Amen.
We love you, Lord Jesus.
Amen.
Enjoy your portion day by day.
Amen.
Jesus, we love you.
Amen.
Our dear, beautiful Lord.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, your love draws us.
Amen.
Your love captured us.
Amen.
We praise you, Lord.
Amen.
We love you as our bridegroom.
Amen.
Lord, I thank you for your adorning.
Amen.
We are here. Gaze upon our Lord,
amen.
Our bridegroom.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we love you.
Thank you. come forward to you.
Amen.
Oh, not by our own merit.
Amen.
But because you shed the blood for us.
Amen.
You saved us.
Amen.
Oh, Lord, this morning you are so sweet unto our table.
Amen.
Oh, your table is so encouraging.
Amen.
Your table is so sweet.
Amen.
Oh, we're so thankful to you.
Amen. 9.
Father with a number 12.
Fellowship with you.
Amen.
We can enjoy you as our life.
Amen.
Father, Son, and Spirit one, so richly care for us, thy love with one above with sin, and will praise thee thus.
Amen. Our Father, we love you.
Amen.
Our Father, we worship you, Lord.
Amen.
I thank you that we were lost, Lord.
Amen.
But you found us, Lord.
Amen.
You bring us back to our first love, Lord.
Amen.
Lord, you are our first love, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Our Father, we love you.
Amen.
This morning we praise you.
Abba, Father, we love you.
Amen.
Amen. We'll close the Lord's table portion of our meeting here. And let's take a moment to welcome any who are here for the first time or visiting from another place. If you could please stand up and introduce yourself so that we can greet you. And brothers will hand you a microphone.
Amen. Hello, everyone. My name is Anthony Fabriani. And this is my first time here, obviously.
Welcome.
I say my name is Jonathan Lin. I'm visiting from Montreal, Canada. I'm Megan Koo's fiance, and we're just here this weekend visiting the family as well as the saints. So it's good to be with you all today.
Praise the Lord.
Hi, saints. It's so good to be back. For those of you who don't know, I'm Megan, and I grew up in the Church of New York City, but I'm currently living in Montreal, Canada.
Amen. Welcome back. Then we also have a group of brothers visiting us from Atlanta. So, you brothers, yeah. Could you introduce yourselves?
Amen. Say a little.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, saints.
Amen.
It is good to be in the church in New York City.
Amen.
Hallelujah. A group of us came, there are six of us, from a town not too far from here. And it's getting closer all the time. We're from Atlanta, Georgia. Amen.
Amen.
And actually, saints, in my years in the church life, I don't recall having ever done what we did this weekend. And that is, the majority of the leading brothers in Atlanta, we came to New York City to blend.
Amen.
You know, we're always encouraging the saints to go blend,
right.
Go blend. We said, we better go blend. So we came. Some of the brothers will share a little more context of what was behind our desire, but it's so good to be here with you saints blending.
Amen.
And it, you know, anytime you go to another locality, and I do some traveling in my service, but to the way that we came here this weekend with no agenda, you might say, we just came to blend with the brothers.
Amen.
There is a benefit in the blending and in the body that we just don't have by ourselves, individually or even individual localities. So the supply that we have received, the light that we have received this weekend in our blending time with the brothers has just been so precious. And one thing that is so fresh to me related to our oneness is that practically when we really experience the oneness is in our prayer together.
Amen.
We've had prayer with the brothers a number of different times, and you just realize when you start praying, everything else is gone.
Amen.
Localities are gone. Ordinances are gone.
Amen.
What you're left with is the Spirit.
Amen.
The exercise of the Spirit together.
Amen.
And in the Spirit is the oneness.
Amen.
And the one accord. So we've had such an enjoyable time. And we appreciate the hospitality so much from all the saints. It really makes it real once again that not only do we have the same life and nature as our elder brother Jesus,
Amen.
But we have the same life and nature as each other.
Amen.
We really do.
Amen.
And so when we get together, it's like, I've known you all my life. You're my brother.
Amen.
You're my sister. We have
Amen.
The same life.
Amen.
We have the same Father.
Amen.
So good to be with you saints this weekend. Thank Amen. You for receiving us.
Amen. Tell us your name.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes. I'm sorry, my name is Ted Williamson, again,
Amen.
From the church in Atlanta.
Amen.
Amen.
Oh.
Hey, Hey, my name is Gianni. I'm visiting from the church in Tampa.
Amen.
Amen for the blending and oneness.
Amen. Welcome.
Go ahead. Praise the Lord, saints. I'm one of the brothers visiting from Atlanta. Timothy is our new father in New York City. Amen. Thank you so much for all our hospitality. We've had a wonderful time.
Amen.
Your name.
The one thing I had to do. Joe Black.
Amen. Praise the Lord, saints. My name is Bobby Wood from Atlanta, and we really enjoyed our time here. I think my highlight was yesterday morning. We got to gather with some brothers and just pray, and it was awesome. We prayed for families, and we prayed for homes. Amen. We prayed for your homes and our homes, and I just felt like we had a little touch of the reality of the one new man.
Amen.
We're a corporate warrior praying for God's interests.
Amen.
And what God really cares about is people, and he cares about our families, and he cares about our homes, and I had to get out of Atlanta to touch that. And so I enjoyed being with you all. I got some New York pizza, and last night I finally found a cannoli.
Well, praise the Lord, saints. My name is Sean Chain. I'm also one of the brothers from Atlanta, visiting y'all. And I was just really touched this week, like many of the brothers have shared. It's so good to just go out and blend with the saints. Amen. You know, I feel like after yesterday's prayer, your going on is my going on, and my going on is your going on. You know, it just wouldn't have ever happened unless you come to a different locality and visit and blend and pray with one another. Amen. You know, and this week I've been reading, my Bible reading was in 1 Corinthians chapter 10, when he talks about breaking the bread. I just so appreciate this morning we could be here enjoying the bread.
Amen.
We're just in the same fellowship, in the same body, and just enjoying the same Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for such a fellowship.
Amen.
Greetings, saints. My name is John Gallant, and I'd just like to share just a little bit about what our considerations for coming here. The church in Atlanta was established in the mid-1970s, so we have a rich history in Atlanta, and we're about 405 actively meeting saints. And among us in the responsibility, we just considered of with our history and our number, how will we go forward in the future? How will we take the church on, and what will be our way? And certainly, 400 is a large number, and what's in our heart is really that all the saints would be living and functioning and vital and fruit-bearing, and in a large group sometimes it's difficult to do that, so we've had some burden in our place for how we might carry out some district meetings of smaller groups. That there might be the way that in a smaller format, there would be more opportunity for saints to prophesy, to function in the mutual shepherding, for fruit bearing, and for so many things. And we've done that. And we have two currently meeting districts, and we have a heart for more. But even as we consider how to go on from our history, our thought was we just need to be, it would be great if we could learn from some others. And so in fellowship, we received the invitation to fellowship with the church in New York City, and rather than coordinate by way of conference call or FaceTime or live stream, we just felt like we have to go, and so we got on a plane and we came here and we put ourselves at the feet of the brothers and have just had such a wonderful fellowship and coordination here.
Amen.
I think we came here to blend, and what we found out was the same things that are in their heart are in our heart. And what's in our heart for the saints is what's in their heart. And so it's been such a privilege to be here in the fellowship and to see what has gone on in all the decades in the church in New York City. And although there's lots of lessons, right, in terms of what's happened recently in the last 5 years, my sense was that in coming to blend, really what's going on is that we just put ourselves into the midst of the churches.
Amen.
And it's there in the midst of the churches that the Son of Man does a work within us. Amen. So on the one hand, we've heard lots of different things and different approaches, and But the real perfecting, I feel like each one of us, and even each one of us has been adjusted by this time. And that adjusting in Revelation chapter 2 is for the purpose that the lampstands shine more brightly.
Amen.
Right?
Amen.
And so our heart in coming here was just to put ourselves in the midst with the Son of Man, that the Son of Man would speak to us. And would perfect us, that in our place, the lampstand would shine more brightly.
Amen.
So in coming here, saints, I just feel like the lampstand here is just shining, right? Amen. And we hope that the lampstand here would shine brighter and brighter in 2020. And we hope the lampstand in Atlanta would shine brighter and brighter.
Amen.
Hi, saints. My name is Philip Bradley, also from Atlanta. I'd like to share with you a verse of a hymn that my wife just sent me like 30 seconds ago. I feel like you are in the fulfillment of this hymn. It's 1263. You know, Atlanta doesn't get mentioned in any hymns in the hymnals. But listen to this. For the church in New York City, faithfully the saints have prayed. Against the church in New York City, how the devil is enraged. For behold, within the center of his kingdom, dark and grim, God has gained a testimony, moving, fighting on for him.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, we really enjoyed this visit, and I'll just repeat what all the brothers have said, that there is, you know, sometimes people say, well, how much blending do you need? And the answer is, well, how much blessing do you want? That's how much blending you need. Because whenever we come together, the Lord has a way to deepen our oneness. The words that describe some of the things that happen in blending, there's this word harmonizing, tempering. And that just means that on our own, even as individuals, but even as an individual church, we can just get out of tune or a little bit imbalanced, a little too much, a little too little. And so when we come together, the Lord has a way just to sand down those sharp edges and balance us. And often it's not what we expected. Even when we came up here, we felt bad because we didn't really have an agenda, right? We tried to come up with a bunch of bullet points, but we had a few. John said, where do the Saints stand, Yankees or Mets? You know, that was just a joke. But we really didn't have any. But we trusted in the blending. Like, let's just get together, and if we pray, the Lord will take care of us. He will come and trim the wicks, and he will cause us all to shine brightly. And I believe it goes in both directions. Amen. Even just as an example, yesterday and the day before, we had so much fellowship and prayer concerning all these matters, all these districts reported. And I was just considering last night, the whole time I've been here, I haven't heard anyone criticize anything. Like, there has never been a critical spirit about any person or any matter in the church in New York. The brothers just love the church. They just love every saint, and they love the church. Amen. And here they are pouring out. And just that alone, the Lord just, he touched something in me. Just, you know, sometimes I'm just not happy, and you nurse some kind of critical spirit. But the Lord was able to get to that. I'm so grateful for that, brothers.
Amen.
And we need all kinds of healing. And we don't get that healing by looking in the mirror, but we get that healing by blending with others.
Amen.
And being open to the fellowship and open to the Lord.
Amen.
So on that note, we'd like to invite you to blend with us, because about 6 months from now, there's a conference. The Memorial Day Conference will be held in Atlanta. That's May 25th through 27th. And, you know, you're invited to come. Well, you should go to all of them, or some of them, many of them. But because this one's in Atlanta, we can invite you very personally. Please, please pay the price. Pay the price to blend. You know, you buy that ticket or you hop on that bus, and yeah, it's a price. But then when we're there and we're under that speaking and you're sitting next to people you don't know and you're praying together, you're having lunch together, you're just together in the Spirit, the Lord takes the opportunity to do a lot with us.
Amen.
Just to balance us, harmonize us, to heal us.
Amen.
Don't you want to be beautiful?
Amen.
Well, it's in the blending. Amen. Don't you want to be strong? It's in the blending, right? Amen. Our strength is our one accord. So all of us, right, we have this, we have a role to play in the building up of the body and the strengthening of this oneness. And it's positional. Just, you have to put yourself in these places. You can't live stream it. That if, it's not what we're talking about. You have to go, right, to be in the place, open your heart to the saints, pray together, and the Lord will bless us. So please, please mark that out. The tickets right now are about $270. I just checked. Or you can, the brothers, I'm sure, would make some arrangements for you. This is a real opportunity, brothers and sisters. Please come.
Amen. Amen.
We'll respond to the invitation. Saints, we should go. And the brothers are fellowshipping. And we have, so far, we have at least six or seven church vans. And we may rent buses. So let's go to Atlanta. Yeah. We're in the same time zone.
Yes.
And we're in the same kingdom. And we really enjoyed the visitation of the brothers. And they're returning this afternoon back to Atlanta. Remember the blending. And their invitation is to all of us. And we hope the brothers, we can arrange hotel reservations. And if possible, and some can live in your homes, right? So hospitalities and then transportations. Saints, so pray for that time. And I'm sure the brothers are going to arrange some registrations so we can organize the whole trip together as the church in New York City.
Amen.
So praise the Lord.
Amen. 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 Thank you, brothers, for your fellowship. I hope we take this invitation to heart, especially if you haven't been to one of these international conferences in a while. This one is in our time zone. Amen. Okay, just a few announcements. A reminder that the December semi-annual training on the book of Deuteronomy will be starting December 23rd through 28th in Anaheim. And the video training here at Hall 1 will begin December 25th at 10 a.m. That first message for us will be an open meeting. So all saints are invited for the first message, December 25 at 10 a.m. We will have a church-wide year-end prayer and celebration meeting on the evening of December 31st. So what we'll do is here at Hall 1, we'll open the invitation to all the halls to come and have a time of refreshment starting at 9 p.m. So we invite the saints to bring some food or some treats. We'll have about an hour of refreshments. Then we'll have an hour to fellowship together and have some enjoyment of the Lord together. And then we'll have about an hour to pray in the new year. Amen. So instead of the prayer meeting, the normal prayer meeting at 7:30, we will have our prayer meeting leading up to midnight.
Amen.
Amen. All the saints are invited. And then another celebration on January 12th, that's Lord's Day, January 12th, 2020, we will have our New York City church celebration. That's the semi-annual celebration. That will be Lord's Day at Queens College, Colden Auditorium. So we will not be meeting in this hall, but all the districts will be meeting at Colden Auditorium, Queens College. That's Lord's Day, January 12th, starting at 9:30 a.m. Amen. Okay, let's have the young people dismissed to their classrooms, and then we will get into the word and to the prophesying. Let's sing hymn 473. No mortal tongue can e'er describe. Yes, so for prophesying later this morning, we will all be together. We'll all remain together. Let's sing 473.